I honestly, I really feel like I'm gonna punch myself in the face if I don't get 20 here, mate.
The Fantasy Football Show.
Hello, everybody. My name's James. Welcome to the Patreon quiz this week, and I'm not doing it, which is great, which saved me some time. And if any of you want to do some quizzes for me over the next couple of weeks while I'm properly busy, then feel free to do what our Manchester United correspondent Gary Robinson has done and said, James, I'll come on the podcast and do a quiz for you. And no, I didn't ask him. He fucking asked me, but he's here. How are you, Gary?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, well, good, mate. Probably not as good as you. Three wins on the bounce and no goals conceded. Thanks for tipping up Luke Shaw again. It's really appreciated, mate.
Yeah, well, yeah. I bet we, Luke Shaw got his annual attack in return. But, yeah, I was a bit disappointed myself. If I'd known Varane was going to be back straight away, then I'd have definitely had some sort of defensive coverage. But
Couldn't believe he was in the team against Forest. No, I was couldn't. Like, what
and
the
I thought,
fuck?
When I seen that lineup and Varane was in it, I thought we guaranteed two clean sheets in the next week. I just couldn't for the life of me believe that he was back. And I suppose maybe because Maguire was ill and Lindelof was injured, maybe he's done his bit and rushed himself back. I mean, I suppose he had a bit of a break before the World Cup, didn't he? But you know, the state he was in with that cramp in the World Cup final, plus the,
yeah,
you know, the mental side of losing World Cup final, I just thought, there's no way he's playing in 8 days. And yeah, when I seen him in the team, I thought, yeah, guaranteed two.
But they've
two,
obviously gone,
two.
We really need you because we've got a big problem. Get these two and then we'll get you out of like the Bournemouth game, I guess. That was the thinking.
Yeah, well, it might be that he maybe play on Friday and then maybe have another week off till the derby. I don't think he'll play against Charlton. So he might not even play any of the cup games. You might just give him now's his holiday and say, now you can have a week off and we'll see you for the derby. So yeah, so anyone who listens to me, I can what can
can't have a go at you, mate. It's not like you got him in on the sly and told everyone.
I said on the pod, I said our stats with Varane in defence are unbelievable.
They
if
are.
Varane's there, the clean sheets are coming in. But if Varane's not there, they're not. And yeah, anyway. And the disappointing thing now is the moment's gone, hasn't it? Because you're not buying for United now. With City coming up and Arsenal. And, you know, people keep talking about this double, but I don't think we'll have a double anytime soon. But that might be wrong by the time this goes out, but I'd be surprised if any of them games get crowbarred
in
now.
It definitely won't be wrong by the time this goes out, mate. That I'm fairly certain of. And if it is, I'm going to have to fucking edit this bit out.
Yeah, another edit.
basically, yeah. You must be delighted with the... I know there would have been games you expect to win anyway, but you still got to put the 9 points on the board. You must
no,
be
I think,
delighted.
And especially as well, if you think back to this time last year, we had a similar run around probably a bit earlier, but... You know, when we were all targeting Ronaldo around sort of game week 14, 15, I think, and we had that long stretch into the springtime of, you know, early spring where we had 9 or 10 fixtures where everyone thought we were going to run and we didn't do anything and Ronaldo didn't score for 7 matches and, you know, we went from top 4 contenders to, you know, pretty
season
much
over.
Out. Yeah, it's pretty much guaranteed to be out of it by March time, weren't we? So... And the other thing is getting those 9 points there, no goals conceded, decent goal, you know, put that because our goal difference was 0, I think, or might have been minus one at the break. So to get that goal difference looking a bit healthier as well, but it gives us a bit of a free hit now. You know, the City game at home, you know, if that's a draw, even if we lose narrowly, it's not the end of the world now because we've given ourselves that cushion. Same with the Arsenal game, even if those two matches end in two points for us or 3 points, you know, it doesn't matter now because we've given ourselves that cushion of rattling 9 out of 9 when other teams around, you know, Newcastle have dropped points over Christmas. I know they've had difficult games, but they've dropped points. Liverpool have obviously dropped points. Chelsea are dropping points. So,
hold on, I am here, you know.
Yeah, well, Spurs as well. But you've... You know, you've dropped points as well, haven't you? So you've only got 4 points in that same period. Five,
I mean, yeah, we
four,
got four.
Yeah.
Newcastle got 5. Liverpool got 6. You got 9.
Yeah,
that's so the reality of the story.
Yeah, so we've bought ourselves a game back there. So even if, look, if we get beat by City, it won't be good, but at least it won't be, oh, you know, top four's gone now. At least it'll be just a blip, forget about it and move on. And
no, I think most people would think you'll do it from here, mate. But yeah, obviously next couple, City, Arsenal, and again, it can quickly change and stuff.
Yeah, I think all these teams now, everyone must, you know, Newcastle, Spurs, Liverpool, Chelsea, United, they must be looking around and just thinking, if we don't get top four playing against these lot, because, you know, Chelsea don't look great. Do they live up?
Careful,
Liverpool,
this is going out on Friday. It might just beat Man City 4-0.
Well, there is that, yeah. But, you know, Liverpool look, I mean, I've never seen Liverpool like that. They were like this 2 years ago, weren't they? But, you know, Van Dijk looks completely finished. I mean, yeah, so, you know, can Newcastle hang in there? You know, they've done well to
they
get
can.
This fab.
They definitely
can. They can. I don't know if
they've got a great run of fixtures still over the
next
5 or 6.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah. I suppose, and you'd say maybe the squad's not the biggest, but then they've got nothing else to play for, have they? So,
exactly.
You know, yeah, so, yeah. But I think United are giving themselves a great chance now, top four, and I think from here, yeah, probably disappointing not to get it. But then I think probably Spurs would say the same. You know, Chelsea, Newcastle. So
it will,
we'll have
as
to say,
per usual, listen, we could look at you now and I could say, yeah, I think you're going to do it from here, mate. But if suddenly, like, you lose Casemiro and Varane for a long period,
well, yeah,
it's
yeah,
a different game,
precisely.
Isn't it? So,
yeah, definitely. Yeah.
As per usual, it will come down to, as it did with Tottenham and Arsenal last year, we kept our players fit. They didn't, reality.
Yeah.
And that was the difference. Right, tell me about this quiz, mate.
So the quiz, 20 questions and the 20 answers. So I'm going to read out, I'm going to describe a goal or tell you about a goal. And all you've got to do is tell me the ground, the stadium it was scored at. So the 20 answers are the 20 Premier League grounds. So they're all the ground, they're all the current grounds. So they might have had they might have changed names since the goal was scored. But I'm pretty sure all 20 are at the same location.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Are you going to start dropping out? Where did Dixie Dean score in 1928? And
Dixie Dean does not appear.
Okay.
There's a clue.
That's
for
good. Listen, guys, you're marking your own answers, right? So don't stress if you can't remember the name of Brentford Stadium and shit. Just put Brentford, like, it's fucking fine.
Yeah.
All right. Over to you then, mate.
Right. Okay. Right. Question one. Where did Dixie Dean? No, I'm joking. Right. Question one. Carlos Tevez keeps West Ham in the Premier League and sends Sheffield United down.
So what stadium did
what
Carlos
stadium
Tevez
was yeah what stadium that was that, that was that goal scored in? So he scored the winner in a 1-0 win that kept West Ham in the Premier League and sent Sheffield United relegated and caused that court case.
Go for it. Question two.
Question two. Karol Poborski scores his famous scooped chip lob against Portugal in the Euro 96 quarterfinal.
Yeah, just repeat that for everyone for us, Gary.
Yeah, so Karol Poborski runs through and scoops, lobs it over Victor Bahia against Portugal, in the Euro 96 quarterfinal. Which stadium was that scored at?
I honestly, I really feel like I'm going to punch myself in the face if I don't get 20 here, mate.
Okay.
But I don't doubt that you've got something that's going to test me.
No,
I think
in one of them, I think, like I say, a couple will fall into place and people will get 20. And someone will get one wrong and it'll just send the whole lot out of sync and it'll be game over.
Angus, just switch off and climb to
it. Right, question three. Topical at the minute. Pelé scores his only goal at the 1966 World Cup.
Nice.
And I'll just take that chance to plug your pod from Tuesday, was it, about Pelé?
Oh, look at you, Gary.
Yeah, you see? Yeah.
You're not even on the fucking payroll, mate.
That's what it says here. Can you make... So, yeah. can you tweet something like... Yeah, so Pelé scores his only goal at the 1966 World Cup Finals.
What stadium, obviously?
What stadium was that in? Yes.
Okay, cool.
Question four. So, again, the answer is stadium. So, Teddy Sheringham scores the first ever live Premier League goal on Sky Sports against Liverpool. So question four. Oh,
Teddy.
Yeah. Question four. Teddy Sheringham scores the first ever live Premier League goal on Sky Sports against Liverpool.
Teddy Sheringham. How highly does he rank for United fans, Gary? Like, historically? He obviously scored a huge goal in 99.
He scored in the FA Cup final as well. That's
of course. It was near enough first touch, wasn't it?
Yeah, he came off a Keane, didn't he? So I think very highly. I think I suppose with any striker that's played for United, because we've had however many good ones in the last 20, 30 years, it's, you know, you can have a great, you know, look at someone like Andy Cole. I mean, Andy Cole's career was absolutely superb, but even he's probably forgotten, isn't he? So
Considered of the four forwards of that team, though, with Cole, York and Solskjaer? Is he considered kind of the fourth?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, if you look at that season, I think he only scores about five goals that season. He didn't really do anything that season until the last month or so. And I think, you know, came in and replaced Cantona, didn't he? And didn't really hit the ground running. And I think his best season for us was his last one. I think he was...
Yeah, it was player of the year, wasn't it?
Yeah, player of the year. And then I think he went back to yourselves, didn't he? But yeah, I mean, yeah, super. I mean, I suppose my memories are just how good he was for England, really. That's why, if I think of Sheringham, I just think, you know, Euro 96 and...
The Shearer, you know, partnership.
That Shearer partnership. But yeah, I think Sheringham was a very underrated player. And, you know, I think probably one of them, if he'd played in this era, he'd probably be even highly regarded, because at the time, people who weren't an out-and-out striker and played in that withdrawn role, especially if you're English, it was a bit, you know, people wanted people like Fowler, who was getting 30 a season, didn't they? Whereas if you were someone like a Sheringham who would drop deep and no pace but had that bit of a pass, wasn't quite as highly regarded. Whereas I think he'd have been a number 10 now in this era. People have been raving about him, wouldn't they, I think?
I'd say, we talk about players made the best of their career. He was so slow, Teddy.
Yeah.
And he wasn't, if you compare to the other 10s of that era, like the Bergkamps, Cantonars, Gianfranco Zolas, like, he was nowhere near their level in terms of technical quality and stuff. And yet, he made an absolutely incredible career of himself by being unlike any other player, basically.
Yeah.
Because as well as he could be a link player, he'd arrive in the box, he could edit, he could shoot, he could pass, he was physical. Yeah, very, very clever player in his head.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Right, question five. Igor Denisov scores the opening goal for Zenit St. Petersburg in the 2008 Europa League final against Rangers.
Who scored?
Igor Denisov.
He can Denisov, I know.
Yeah, so Igor Denisov scores the opening goal in the 2008 Europa League final against Rangers for Zenit St. Petersburg.
Six.
Question six. David Beckham scores his famous goal from the halfway line. Question six. David Beckham scores his famous halfway line lob in 1996.
I was going to say bonus point for the year, but you fucked that
sorry.
up.
Sorry.
We should have done that. We should have done that at 40.
Oh, yeah.
You should have had to do the years as well.
Oh, yeah. Right. Eric Cantona.
Question seven.
Question seven, sorry. Yeah. Question seven, apt. Question seven. Eric Cantona scores the first ever Premier League hat-trick against Tottenham. Sorry, James.
Oh, remember listening to it well. I was going to say, the stadium.
Yeah.
I'm better off saying listening to it.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah. So, question seven, Eric Cantona scores the first ever Premier League hat trick against Tottenham. So, it was the first ever Premier League hat trick and it was against Tottenham. It wasn't the first. Wasn't just the first Premier League hat-trick against Tottenham.
No, the second one was probably against us as well. Question eight.
Question eight. So, Erling Haaland scores his first Premier League goal. The man who James has labelled, what ruined Man City's title hopes, did you say, or whatever you said on the pod the other day?
Oh, go on, what's your thoughts on that? I didn't say he obviously hasn't ruined their hopes.
I think, do you know what? I've not been thinking it, but I have been half thinking there's something not right about City this season, but I don't know if it's Haaland. And look, it might just be that Arsenal are on an absolute tear at the minute, and give it another month and City are 4 points clear, and you know, City in the Champions League quarterfinals, it'll probably be, yeah, what were we talking about? But there is something a bit different about them. But I don't know if it's Haaland. I don't know. But
I'm very reluctant to say anything because it's Thursday afternoon and this is
going
out on Friday.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And obviously they're playing tonight. And I guess probably from your perspective, like, he destroyed your team, in fairness, right?
Yeah,
so you're probably thinking...
I think it's one of them. He's definitely brought them something different in attack, hasn't he? But it's like you say, is the offset worth it? But we're not going to know until May, are we?
You can't look at them and say he's made them worse. There's no way you could say that, right? But it definitely that Manchester City are not quite the same team.
They're just different, aren't they? And we're not going to know if it's a good different or a bad different. I mean, what it half reminds me of, and he's a completely different type of player, but it's like when Van Nistelrooy came to United. We went from being a team who won everything and people would chip in with goals. We'd have four or five people on 10s and 15s. And then that five-year period with Van Nistelrooy, he would get 30, 40 a season, every season, and we won hardly anything. And then as soon as he left, we started winning things again. So, I mean, that wasn't Van Nistelrooy's fault necessarily, but do sometimes you set up a team to let one guy score a load of goals at the detriment of what everyone else is doing. But yeah, let's keep quiet before he gets six tonight against Chelsea.
I hope so, Captain Bastard.
Oh, have you? Question nine. Question nine. Michael Thomas wins the 1989 title in the last minute. Sorry, James.
I mean, there's been a few digs in it, to be totally honest.
No, they weren't intentional, but yeah, as it's going on.
10.
So, yeah, I'll just read that one again. So, Michael Thomas wins the 1989 title in the very last minute. Question 10. More recent one. Georgia Stanway scores an extra time winner against Spain at Euro 22. That was for England, for those who can't remember.
The Lionesses.
Yeah, the Lionesses, yes. Great goal, driven into the corner, wasn't it, from my memory?
Yes, shattered goal. Yes.
Yeah.
It was great. I thought they were going to go out that night.
Yeah, I thought, they were probably second best for a lot of that from memory. But I might have been unfair to them. But yeah, they were certainly rocking at one point. Because the equaliser was quite late on as well, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, so question 10, I'll just do that again. Question 10, Georgia Stanway scores an extra time winner against Spain at Euro 2022 for the Lionesses in the quarterfinals. Okay, question 11. Mohamed Salah scores his first ever Premier League goal in Arsene Wenger's 1,000th match in charge. Question 11. Mohamed Salah scores his first ever Premier League goal in Arsene Wenger's 1,000th match in charge. Nearly caught James out, so that'd be a tricky one.
It's like... I know it's Vicarage Road. What's he talking about Wenger for?
Okay. Question 12. Dirk Kuyt scores the latest ever Premier League goal in the 102nd minute. So question 12. Dirk Kuyt scores the latest ever Premier League goal in the 102nd minute. Right, question 13. I might have my pronunciation wrong here, so bear with me. So question 13, Galzag puts Hungary 4-0 up against England in the Nations League to leave England on the brink of Nations League relegation. Well, yeah. Question 13, Galzag puts Hungary 4-0 up against England.
Do you know what? He was on the brink of the way you're saying that relegation. With that accent, mate, I could picture you on Coronation Street shouting it across the cobbles. Galzag! Galzag!
Yeah. I think it sounds like something that sponsored the Champions League, doesn't it?
14, Gary. Go ahead, mate.
Question 14. Donny van der Beek puts Ajax into the lead, or scores the winner, sorry, in the Champions League semi-final first leg. So question 14. Donny van der Beek scores the winner in the Champions League semi-final first leg. Question 15. Dennis Bergkamp scores arguably the best ever Premier League goal as he turns Nikos Dabi's ass. I'll put arguably in there just in case. To
put Nikos on his Dabi's ass.
Yeah. So, yeah, question 15. Dennis Bergkamp scores arguably the best ever Premier League goal as he turns Nikos Dabi's ass.
I mean, just for the record, that was Stephen Carr against Manchester United in 1999. But anyway, yeah. Crack on, Gal.
Okay. Question 16. Sergi Canos scores the opening goal of the 21-22 Premier League season. Question 16. Sergi Canos scores the opening goal of the 21-22 season.
Right, if I don't get 20 out of 20 from here.
Okay. Question 17. Darwin Núñez scores his first Liverpool goal in the 2022 Community Shield.
Darwin Núñez.
So question 17. Darwin Núñez scores his first Liverpool goal in the Community Shield last summer.
You really like him, don't you?
I think he's...
I'd say you really like him. He's United Liverpool, but you know what I mean.
No, but I think... I think a lot of the criticism he gets, I just think, you know, he might never be prolific, but he's absolutely running teams ragged. I mean, that Villa game on... Was it Boxing Day or the day after? I can't remember. He absolutely ran them ragged, and I know he didn't score, and he misses some unbelievable chances, but he's not that far off being... you know, a serious, serious player for them. He only needs to get a bit more composure and they could be a great team with him if they can get used to him. But, I mean, but he's enjoyable to watch, isn't he? I mean, some of the chances he misses.
Oh, yeah.
But he's just involved in everything. And, yeah, he's definitely fun to watch. But, yeah, I don't think... I've not had him in my fantasy team yet. And I think I'll be... I don't think I could stomach it. I think too much of a headache watching it. Well, what are your thoughts on him? Not convinced?
Well, I'm not convinced of, like many people in front of goal, but
yeah,
I think he just causes chaos.
Yeah, yeah.
And even if you look at the disallowed goal at Brentford, like, he takes it really well.
Yeah.
He's clearly offside. The thing that I'd looked, because I think you begin watching him closer because of the amount of efforts he's having. I was watching him really closely in the second half against Villa, and he goes too early a lot of the time, and he doesn't need to. He's so fucking quick. Yeah. See, it's that sometimes I think he shows a lack of intelligence, almost like he's over-eager,
which isn't
the worst trait to have. But yeah, there's a player there. There's definitely a player there.
Yeah.
I would not be going, he's been an 80 million flop. That doesn't help as well. Like if Liverpool had bought him for 30, 40 million and there's less expectation, then you're judging player differently. It's like with Maguire for you.
Like, yeah, of course.
You have to mention the money like every fucking time.
Yeah. Yeah, no, definitely. But yeah, I think he'll he don't need a lot, and he'll be a serious player for them, I think. So question 18. Sports Personality of the Year, Beth Mead, scores as England beat Northern Ireland 5-0 for the Lionesses at Euro 22. And James's boast of getting 20 out of 20 looks like he's concerned there, for those who can't see him. No,
not at all, mate.
No, he's got it. He's got it. Okay, so I'll read that again. Question 18, Sports Personality of the Year, Beth Mead, scores as England beat Northern Ireland 5-0 at Euro 22. That's for the Lionesses. Okay, Question 19. Clint Dempsey scores to knock Juventus out of the Europa League in a 5-4 aggregate win. Question 19. Clint Dempsey scores to knock Juventus out 5-4 of the Europa League.
I've got one left, so you better be that one.
Yes. So, question 20, the last one. Nathan Ake scores a 93rd minute winner to beat Liverpool 4-3.
Well, that worked out well.
There you go. So, question 20, Nathan Ake scores a 93rd minute winner to beat Liverpool 4-3. So by the sounds of it, James, you don't need any again, I'm going to guess.
If you could run through the questions again, it'd be appreciated.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, okay. So I'll rattle through them and I'll try and avoid saying the answers as I do. So question one, Carlos Tevez scores in a 1-0 win to keep West Ham in the Premier League and send Sheffield United down. Question two, Karol Poborski scores his famous scooped lob against Portugal in the Euro 96 quarterfinal. Question three, Pelé scores his only goal at the 1966 World Cup. Question four, Terry Sheringham scores the first ever live Premier League goal on Sky against Liverpool. Question five, Igor Denisov scores the opening goal for Zenit St. Petersburg in the 2008 Europa League final against Rangers. Question six, David Beckham scores his famous halfway line lob. Question seven, Eric Cantona scores the first ever Premier League hat-trick and it came against Tottenham. Question eight, Erling Haaland scored his first Premier League goal. Question nine, Michael Thomas wins the 1989 title in the very last minute. Question 10, Georgia Stanway scores an extra time winner against Spain at Euro 2022. Question 11, Mohamed Salah scores his first Premier League goal in Arsene Wenger's 1,000th match in charge. Question 12, Dirk Kuyt scores the latest ever Premier League goal in the 102nd minute. Question 13, Galzag puts Hungary 4-0 up against England to leave us on the brink of Nations League relegation. Question 14, Donny van der Beek scores the winner for Ajax in the Champions League semi-final first leg. Question 15, Dennis Bergkamp scores arguably the best ever Premier League goal as he turns Nikos Dabizas. Question 16, Sergi Canos scores the opening goal of the 21-22 Premier League season. Question 17, Darwin Núñez scores his first Liverpool goal in the 2022 Community Shield. Question 18, Beth Mead scores as England Lionesses beat Northern Ireland 5-0 at Euro 2022. Question 19, Clint Dempsey scores to knock Juventus out of the Europa League in a 5-4 win. And question 20, Nathan Ake scores a 93rd minute winner to beat Liverpool 4-3. So that's the 20. James, you seem confident you've got the 20, is it?
What you saying? I wouldn't even say confident, mate. I'll fucking quit. I'm fairly certain I've got the 20, yeah. And there's a few others. I'm fairly certain. Yeah, Angus has definitely got 20.
Yeah, I think 20 is gettable, but I think there'll be people who'll get one wrong and it'll have sent a whole lot spiraling for them. So.
It's like the A to Zs and stuff. As soon as you make one wrong, you're in trouble. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
So I'll run through the answers. So, Carlos Tevez.
I'll run through them so I can look good.
All right. Yeah. Well, go on then. Yeah. So, Carlos Tevez scores in a 1-0 win to keep West Ham in the league. Question one, what did you get?
It's at Old Trafford, obviously. It
certainly was in the pissing down rain.
It was pissing down at Bramall Lane for Sheffield United as well, from memory.
Yes. Yes, it was, yeah. Against Wigan, was it? Question it two. Was. Karol Poborski gets his scoop lob against Portugal at Euro 96.
That was at Villa Park.
It certainly was. So that's Karol Poborski was at Villa Park. Pelé's only goal at 1966 World Cup.
They were based, my friend, at Goodison Park.
Correct. Sheringham scoring the first ever live Premier League goal.
was for Nottingham Forest at the City Ground.
Correct. Igor Denisov getting the opening goal of the 2008 Europa League final.
Was at the Etihad.
Yeah. So Etihad, I think it might not have been called that then, but that doesn't matter for this.
City of Manchester City Stadium, Manchester, possibly probably, at the time, yeah.
David Beckham scores his halfway line lob.
That was at Selhurst Park. It was against Wimbledon.
Yeah, I thought that that might get, catch a few out, given that it wasn't against a Premier League club now. Question seven, Cantona's first ever Premier League hat-trick against Tottenham was at?
In a 5-0 win for Leeds at Elland Road.
Yes, it was. Erling Haaland's first ever Premier League goal?
Westfield Shopping Centre. Yes, or Stratford, so or the Olympic Stadium, or the London Stadium
yeah,
or
yeah.
West Ham.
Any, West Ham's ground, yeah.
Any of them, including Westfield Shopping Centre, is correct.
Yeah. Question nine, Michael Thomas, 89 title. It's up for grabs now and all that.
Oh, fuck off, Gary. It was at Anfield.
I won't do you my Brian Moore impression then.
No, please don't.
Question 10, Georgia Stanway's extra time winner against Spain in the quarterfinal was at?
It was at the Amex, correct. Brighton, where England also demolished Norway in the group stage as well.
Yes, so... Yeah, so question 11, Salah's first Premier League goal in Wenger's 1,000th match in charge was at?
Oh, it was obviously for Chelsea in a 6-0 win at Stamford Bridge.
It was, yes. Was that the game where they sent off the wrong...
Yeah,
wrong
mistaken center? Identity. Yeah. I think it was...
Gibson.
It was Gibson, Oxlade-Chamberlain. I can't remember which way round who got sent off.
No,
but
I
it was
can't.
Mistaken identity. Yeah.
Question 12. So Dirk Kuyt scores the latest ever Premier League goal in the 102nd minute.
And that was after Robin van Persie had given Arsenal the lead, I want to say, in the 99th.
Yes.
The correct answer is at the Emirates, and it was from a penalty extremely bizarrely given away by Kolo Touré. No, not Kolo Touré. Emmanuel Eboué, sorry. And Wenger and Kenny Dalglish were having a
It went
right
at it big style,
that.
Didn't
yeah.
he? Yeah.
Brilliant.
Well, yeah, because I think... Well, I have to look. That pretty much ended Arsenal's title run, from what I remember. There might be other games that contributed, but that was certainly one of the contributing factors.
I'll go
wasn't
one
it?
Further. That was the first game I think I ever watched here in this house.
Really? Yeah.
On the telly, yeah. Because I think I'd just moved in. I want to say it's the same day Stoke beat Bolton 5-0 in the cup semi-final as well. I'm sure it was the same day.
Yeah, I can't remember. Yeah, sounds about right. Yeah.
Yeah, if you say so, James. Yeah, okay.
No, I'm trying to get the date. But yeah, anyway, the answer was the Emirates, as you've correctly said. So Galzag, question 13. Galzag puts Hungary 4-0 up in against England.
Galzag
in the Nations League.
For
Galzag.
Hungary at Molineux.
It was at Molineux, yes. Presumably because the Euros were on at Wembley. I can't really think why he was there. Anyway.
Yeah, I think they couldn't use Wembley because of that. And also, they obviously had the game behind closed doors against Italy. So they just decided to
take
it somewhere
it,
else and base themselves somewhere. Yeah. Why they chose Wolves, I don't know. Wolves fans are probably, oh, great, England. Yeah. Don't fucking come back.
Yeah. Yeah. So question 14. So presumably you were here, James. Donny van der Beek puts Ajax into scores a 1-0 Champions League semi-final first leg win.
Yeah, you can have White Hart Lane, you can have Tottenham Hotspur Stadium, you can have the Google Stadium, the Chrome Dome, the Amazon Rainforest, whatever it's going to get called. To me, it's White Hart Lane. And that was fairly deflating at that moment. I was so happy to get out of the ground that night, having lost 1-0, mate, I promise you.
Yeah, I think you
so happy.
Very lucky, weren't you, in that first leg? Definitely.
We got destroyed.
Yeah. And I would ask you what happened in the second leg, but we'll be here all night. So, in the interest
of
time,
can't remember, Gary.
Question 15: Dennis Bergkamp scores arguably the best ever Premier League goal as it turns Nikos Davis' ass. So that was at
St James's Park.
Yes, it was. Yes. Would you agree it was the best ever Premier League goal, or would you elsewhere?
No. No, I mean, it's right up there. I mean, it's so difficult to define just one.
Of course.
I mean, I think the most iconic is one you've already mentioned. I think Beckham's is the most iconic Premier League goal. Di Canio's volley, obviously.
Also against Wimbledon then, weren't they?
Yes, both against Neil Sullivan even.
Yeah, he's...
There was another great goal around about that time of the Bergkamp goal, and I can't think what it is at this moment. But yeah, I mean, the Bergkamp goal's right up there as well because of its uniqueness, right?
Yeah.
No one else scored a goal like that.
No, I guess some people still don't think he meant it, do they? Which might always be held against it, but...
he definitely meant it.
I think it...
1,000,000%.
It was Dennis Bergkamp as well. If that was someone else, you think, well, maybe not. But that's the kind of thing Bergkamp had up his sleeve, isn't it? So
no, it was one of them. If it had been like Crouchy sticking his leg out or something, and then he ran around the other side, you'd go, oh, it's just a bit weird. It's Crouchy. But I'm certain that he meant it.
Yeah, I am, yeah. Okay, question 16. So Sergi Canos gets the opening goal of the 21-22 season. So that was at...
It was against Arsenal on the Friday night at the G-Tech, which was formerly... called something else, Brentford.
Yeah, Brentford
Community Stadium or
Brentford
something.
Community Stadium, yeah. So yeah, any variation of a Brentford.
To be honest, I've just got my head around G-Tech. If you put Griffin Park, I'm fine with that.
Yeah. Okay, so question 17. So Darwin Núñez scores his first Liverpool goal in the 2022 Community Shield. So that was at
the King Power.
Yeah. So again, is that why wasn't that at Wembley? Do we know? I can't remember now.
I think I want to say maybe the women's final
was a similar time, was it?
Was it even that weekend? Was it even the next? Was the women's final the next day?
Maybe. Yeah, maybe
I think it might have been. You know.
Yeah, something like that. Question 18: Beth Mead scores as England win 5-0 against Northern Ireland at Euro 2022 on her way to becoming Sports Personality of the Year. So that was at?
At St Mary's, Southampton. Northern Ireland had all their games at St Mary's.
Yes, so St Mary's is the answer to that one. So hopefully now people have only got two stadiums left and they're home free. So question 19, Clint Dempsey scores to knock Juventus out 5-4 in aggregate in the Europa League on the way to the final four his team. So where was that, James?
I lost the final in Hamburg, if that helps. But the answer
to
Atletico Madrid.
Aguero and De Gea, was it?
That's correct. The correct answer for the questions, obviously, is Craven Cottage.
Correct, yes. So, if you are like James, you should only be left with one stadium for this one. So, Nathan Aki scores a 93rd-minute winner to beat Liverpool 4-3. So, that was at...
And they were 2-0 and 3-1 down. It was at the Vitale.
Yes, correct. So it was a bit of a mad game, that wasn't it? I think that was one of Jurgen Klopp's early classics. Yes. Yeah. So you've got 20 out of 20, it sounds like, James.
Yeah,
so,
hurrah.
So hopefully some people have got the same, but I would have thought there'd be a few there that have stumped a few people and then sent them
I mean, if you don't know where Pele played in 66, for example, mad trouble.
Yeah. But, you know, you might have got there by process of elimination. So, well done, James. 20 out of 20.
Cheers, mate. Thanks very much for the quiz.
A few Tottenham digs in there for you just to make up for the 20 out of 20, though.
Yeah,
so
there's a couple of Arsenal digs in there as well. Yeah. So it's all right, mate. I can live with it. You started with a goal against Man United. So.
Meaning dead rubber for us, I think. From memory, I think we'd already won that. I can't remember now. I think it was dead rubber, but yeah.
I think you should have done that with the years as well.
Oh yeah, it would have been I mean, we can rattle through the years now if you want to.
Half of them in the questions, mate. So
That's true.
I think
like
if you were to ever do it again. Yeah. Then I think, to challenge it, because I know like guys like Angus have got going to get 20 on there.
Yeah, possibly.
Yeah, the years as well would start fucking people up.
Yeah.
Maybe if you did like all years that were 2000 to 2023 or something.
Yeah, yeah. You have to
and said, oh, I've left a couple out or something.
Yeah, I guess some of these must have been scored in the same year as well. So
definitely.
Yeah. Anyway.
Gary, really appreciate that, mate.
Not a problem.
Thank you very much. I would tell you patrons what's next, but I don't 100% know, but I can tell you that the Q&A will be back on Monday for all of you patrons. We haven't done one for a few weeks, so that's normally a riot, and I imagine we'll make it a riot. But just leaves me to say thanks very much, Gary, who you can't follow on Twitter at the moment because he's still not on it. But do say hello to him and give him a thanks on Slack. You'll very much appreciate it. Cheers, pal.
No worries. Thanks, everyone.
Good man. Thanks, Gary. Cue music, please, man child.
Fantasy Football Show.